Bionic.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bakken, along with Scott Hannon. If you'd like to weigh in, it is Normal or Nuts Friday, a little Christmas rage out there. Have you been experiencing any of that? Also, what's your take on nativity scenes? Pro, con, should they be in schools? Should they be at on state property? I think it's pretty cut and dry. It should be. We'll get back to your phone calls in just a second. Scott, what are you doing this weekend, by the way? We got Andy Peterson coming up at the bottom of the hour, too. It's see if we can get that little war between North and South Dakota fired up a little bit more. But Andy needs a little bit bigger pillow to start swinging with. But what are your plans this weekend, Scott?
Sioux hockey this weekend against the Northern Michigan Wildcats, which I love Northern Michigan. They were a former member of the WCHA, and then they left to the CCHA, and now they're back in this new NCHC hockey league. So I'm taking a little Sioux hockey at the Ralph this weekend and looking forward to it. And I know a lot of folks probably be taking in Bison playoff football, ESPN, 11 a.m. on Saturday morning. But being the Sioux fan that I am, the Sioux come first. So I'll be doing the Sioux over the Bison this weekend. By the way, did you see the NCAA jam the
Well, you can actually do both. You can do both.
I could, yeah.
Because the game's on ESPN at 11 o'clock. You can watch the game on TV, and then, you know, I would love to be up in Grand Forks this weekend, but I got to work. Unfortunately, I get too much work to do.
No, I'll be watching, for sure. And it's on ESPN, so it's easy to watch. It'll be a blast to take it in. Should be less.
But you were mentioning about the Sioux getting slighted again.
By the way, speaking of the Sioux and Bison and that whole rivalry, my daughter came up with this one, brilliant ninth grader that she is. Last night at the dinner table, she said, Dad, you know, everybody's flipping out about the Bison beating the Irish. And they did. I mean, big shocker this week. Bison men's basketball team go into, that tournament and knock off Notre Dame, the Irish. I mean, NDSU has a big, big win for the Bison basketball program. But she reminded me. She said, everybody's making a big deal of that. But remember, the Sioux smoked the Bison. So really, the Sioux are the ones that have beaten the Irish. And since the Sioux beat the Bison by like 20 points, the Bison beat the Irish by a few, I think we're 15 points better. So what do you think of that?
I love the logic of a ninth grader.
No, but the NCAA has jammed North Dakota again on hockey. We can talk about that a little later, but we should probably get to the calls. Bob in Grand Forks at 800-228-0550, 701 258-0550. What's on your mind, Bob?
Well, I'm from Williston, but just heading to Grand Forks. In regards to the Navajo Code Talkers, my dad was a Marine World War II and trained with the Code Talkers in San Diego and also served with them on Saipan and all over the Pacific. And I grew up and had knowledge of them since I was a kid. When I went to the Marine Corps in 1971, it was just part of our part of the traditions that we learned about, and I'm glad that they're finally getting recognized. And
Bob, I was raised by my grandparents. My grandfather was in World War II. He didn't share a lot of those stories. Did your dad share some of those stories with you about the Code Talkers and some of his experiences?
Not very many. In fact, I learned more when we went on the honor flight and had a privilege to meet Scott, and he interviewed my dad at the World War II Memorial. And that's the first time I heard some of the stories about the mop-up on Saipan and the other things that they did because it had to be done. And they also served in Nukasaki right after they dropped the bomb and still fighting with the VA over some benefits from the radiation.
Is your dad still alive, Bob?
Yes, he is. He's probably, they left Drake about 6 months ago. He and my mother, and they're living in Minot, and they're probably listening right now.
Oh, my goodness. And what's your dad's name?
Dad's name is George Stansel.
George Stansel, and I'll tell you, that honor flight effort was one of the most amazing experiences of my entire life. It was so phenomenal to get to meet those vets and see them interact with family members, tell the stories like you're talking about, Bob, and see the memorial built in their honor and talk about, you know, the Code Talkers not getting honored soon enough. I mean, every World War II veteran didn't get honored soon enough. You know, it took so long to do that. You know, the story you just mentioned about your dad telling you stories, Steve asked you about some of the stories that you heard him for the first time. You know, how many years into your life, why do you think your dad was not willing to share those stories sooner?
Because I think the whole nation came together, and it was just a job that everybody had to do, not only the folks that were overseas serving, but the families at home. They all, it was just something that had to be done, and to this day, they should be honored, but I know that they don't feel it anything special.
Wow, it just humble, yeah, absolutely humble. What was your favorite story that your dad told you?
I guess on Saipan, there was a lot of terrible stuff, but on Saipan, how everybody made washing machines out of wrecked airplane parts and stuff, and made windmills, which turned their washing machines, and usually more than cleaning them, the clothes, it tore them apart.
A little innovation on the island.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they were all heroes, no matter what they did.
Isn't that funny? Of all the things they did, though, he comes back with a story about washing clothes. You know, and that's one that sticks, and one he shares with his son how many years later on a life-changing trip to Washington, D.C. to see the World War II Memorial. Pretty amazing. How about the Code Talkers? Did he tell you about any of any good stories about the Code Talkers?
Well, they were good Marines, and they had a special skill, and they were just, they added to the cause. You know, they were all working towards one common goal, and they were just, they added to the war effort. It was kind of unique for the everyday, if you want to say that, everyday, Marine or servicemen to be serving with the folks and, see what they did.
Or the debt of gratitude we owe for those veterans who not only saved the world, but came back and built a country and didn't want any credit for it is astounding. It really is. Hey, Bob, so glad you called today. Please greet your dad, George Wenzel, listening in Minot today, a great World War II veteran. They are a national treasure, and we lose so many every single day. Glad he's still kicking, and our best to him. Good to hear from you.
All right, thank you.
Scott, I'm a little jealous because you got to go on one of those honor flights, and I have not had the opportunity yet. My grandmother, though, she was a chauffeur for the Navy during World War II and would drive the trucks and deliver goods up to the aircraft carriers and the other ships and chauffeur a bunch of the USO people around. And she got to go on one of the honor flights. And I tell you what, it was probably the most moving experience having her recount and be able to talk to all those fellow veterans. And the stories that she recounted to me, speaking about being able to go on that honor flight, was numbing, absolutely numbing,
yeah,
Scott.
I think North Dakota leads the nation in the amount of World War II vets that were, I mean, there were 757s we were flying out of Fargo, 757s out of Bismarck, 757s out of Grand Forks. Pretty much any World War II veteran in North Dakota that wanted to undertake that effort at no cost to them were able to go. It was a pretty extraordinary deal. Kevin Kramer led that effort in the Rough Rider honor flight in Bismarck. And some folks in, actually, WDAY, my old employer, WDAY, and an idea Tracy Briggs, who was a reporter at WDAY television and later a radio personality for us, cooked up. Pretty amazing. Let's go to Eric in Moorhead. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Eric?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing fine. Say, one quick thing on the Code Talkers. One of the things you got to remember that we did not, the military wasn't using encryption, digital encryption, until it with the common combat squads until after Vietnam. So they were still using stuff just regular over the air. So that was one thing they really didn't want to let out, a whole bunch of information on the Code Talkers. Nowadays, of course, technology has taken us to, we have frequency hopping and digital encryption and this and that. So that was one reason why they didn't talk a whole lot about the Code Talkers.
Just national, or I guess international, just from the standpoint of you don't want to get that information out there. They were being good soldiers, basically.
Correct. And it's, it was kind of an ace in the hole. If they had to actually go back to just going over an FM frequency, a regular air band, you know, they were still going to need that. So, but I wanted to mention something about Snowball Express. Are you, anyone of you familiar with it?
I'm not. Are you,
no.
Steve?
Okay.
No.
Yesterday, Thursday morning, went out to the airport, and we were able to give a send-off to four children whose parents were lost during a deployment in Afghanistan and Iraq. Their parent was killed in action.
Tell you what, Eric, we're coming up against the break, and I want to give you the time to explain this because it sounds very interesting, and it sounds like a great story. So, Eric, hold on the line for just a second. When we come back, more of your comments. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Henn, and this is What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Just in time for the holidays, it's Zimmerman's Factory Savings Event. Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman here at Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. It's a perfect time to take advantage of huge savings with instant rebates up to $1,000 and no interest up to 24 months.
Quality, value, selection, experienced, and knowledgeable people. It's all here at Zimmerman's.
We invite you to come in and see for yourself. We know you'll be pleased. And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 4th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1227.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1272.15, 636.08 for a half ounce, or 318.04 for a quarter ounce. That's 1272.15, 636.08, and 318.04.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Edition of What's on Your Mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're chatting with Eric and Moorhead before the break, and he was just telling us about something called the Snowball Express, which is a all-expense-paid getaway for families of fallen U.S. troops. And, Eric, you mentioned you actually witnessed one of these here recently?
Thursday morning we sent four children from our fallen heroes of North Dakota to Texas for this retreat, and it gives a chance for the children to link up with other children that are facing the same difficulties and gives them a resource, if you will, to be able to connect. And anyway, one of the things, it's great organization and it's fantastic what they do. One of the things I wanted to say, though, we sent them off Thursday morning, but Monday afternoon, approximately 2 o'clock, they're going to be flying back in. And I just wanted to be able to get the word out because I think we should be able to fill Fargo Hector International Airport when they come home. You know, when their parents' remains came home, of course, there's ceremony and stuff. But we need to show these children of our community how much we love them and how much we care for them. And I think that we should be able to fill that place and give those children a welcome home.
Great idea. When will that be?
Monday afternoon, approximately 2 o'clock. I can give maybe your producer off air a phone number to where you can get with me, or you can just contact Amy with the North Dakota Public or North Dakota National Guard Public Affairs, and she could give you a press release. But it would just be fantastic to really welcome them home.
If they're interested. I mean, sometimes I know it's difficult, obviously, with family members and wanting a little bit of privacy, but if the guard's willing to do it, we certainly will get the word out. So that's Monday afternoon, 2 o'clock, and where would that be? Where are they coming back to, Eric?
In the Fargo, the airport.
Okay.
And this is, you know, some of these children, I mean, they've been dealing with this for, you know, 5-6 years, but I just, it would be a great show of community caring, if you will, to be able up and just
great idea.
Give those kids a
great idea.
Welcome home.
Well, Eric, how did that program start? Who'd that program start with, Eric? And how long has it been around?
Gary Sinise is one of the people working with it. So many people are involved that, and I wouldn't do it justice by forgetting names, but it's a great idea. I know Debbie Lee has done a lot of work with America's Mighty Warriors. Her son, Mark Allen Lee, she lost in Iraq in 2006. And she also has a retreat for the family members, spouses and other children. And so it's all kind of like that line of things, but it's just fantastic. And, you know, our area here is so dedicated to the community and our military, the men and women of our military. And I just thought it'd be a great thing to go out and welcome these children back from their retreat and let them know that, you know what, you always hear a line like it takes a village, but it takes a country. It really does, too.
Eric, appreciate the call. Cannot thank you enough for calling and making us aware. If you'd hang on and get that information to Aaron off air, who answered your call when you called in, we will offer an opportunity at least to publicize that a little bit for Monday's return of those kids. Again, it's family members of fallen troops back from this retreat as part of the Snowball Express that had never heard about before. So fantastic program. And Eric, thanks for sharing a little bit about that. We certainly appreciate it. 800-228-0550. You remember when I said earlier Ken had left a message off air, Steve, and he was concerned that your story about pulling somebody that had stolen your parking spot.
Theoretical
story.
The
toe open.
Theoretical.
Anyway, he was concerned that it was. I mentioned he had called off air and said he didn't care for that story because he thought it was against the message of the program. He called back on one of the off air lines to clarify what he said. Here's the call.
Yeah, Scott, you just mentioned my name and my brief comments about the hypothetical toll rope incident. You missed my point. My point was actually very well said by the caller right ahead of me, and that was use that toll rope to be in a Christian way. I know Steve jumped in and said, oh, he pulls people out of the ditch. But the point was, Christ asked us to forgive others when they've wronged us, too. not just when it happens to be kind of marginal or whatever. The forgiveness is supposed to be there all the time. Think of him hanging on the cross at the very time that they're mocking him and spitting on him and crucifying him. He's forgiving them. That was the point I was trying to get across. Let's not glorify getting back when the situation is something that someone has clearly wronged us, you know, as the tow rope incident. I realize it might have been just a little incident and not a real big thing, but it's the principle of the thing. Thank you.
Karen, appreciate that call.
It was the principle, actually.
But I think
if they wouldn't have pointed and laughed and mocked, then I forgive and forget. I theoretically would have just gone about and found another parking spot, but I was pimped a little bit.
But I think his larger point is getting back again to the reason for the season, I think is well taken. We all get our, you know, the natural inclination when somebody steals your parking space is to be ticked off. Now, I'll admit you took it a little further, hypothetically, of course, but you know, his point is, you know, smile and turn the other cheek. Well taken. Terry out in Regent, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. I heard on the radio this morning there was a farmer south of Mandan. He lost, I believe, 120 head of cattle that fell through the ice on the Cannibal River. Did you hear that?
No, I had not yet.
Well, they're blaming it on coyotes. Now, my thought here this morning, I started laughing. I don't know too many 120 head of cattle that are going to be scared of coyotes. There must have been a lot of coyotes. Or, just think about this, could have been something bigger. I'm thinking more like, we've had timber wolves on the Cannibal River for years, and the Game of Fish tells us that there's no such thing in North Dakota. Maybe it was something larger that chased these poor cattle on this river.
Actually, more probable, because I've heard some reports down there that there have been a few mountain lion sightings down in that area.
What were you thinking by bigger, Terry? What do you mean by bigger? Like, I hope you aren't thinking like this isn't a Bigfoot, a theory here or anything, is it?
No, I'm thinking of timber wolves. We've had 10 years ago, the Game and Fish Department said that there was no mountain lions in the state whatsoever. Now we have a season on them. They're telling us there's no mountain or there's no timber wolves in this part of the state. We've seen them. I've had people from Minnesota see them. But the Game and Fish say, well, they're just passing through.
We'll tell you what we'll do, Terry. We'll ask Game and Fish on and test your theory. How about that? We'll do it next week for you, okay?
We've had timberwolves living south in the Regent Mount area for years.
All right. Well, listen in. We'll do that program, I promise, and follow up on that story on the cattle as well. Appreciate the call. Kurt and Bismarck, when we come back, don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Winter's here. Maybe it's time to finally think about building the shelter to protect your vehicles from the frigid temps and snow. Well, the team at Legacy Steel Buildings is standing by, ready to go to work on budget, on time, and done right. They're the experts at building solid, quality, and cost-effective residential steel garages. 10 vivid colors and 4 trim colors to choose from. Very easy to match your home's exterior. And Legacy Steel Buildings has been the leader in pre-engineered buildings for more than 40 years. They know construction like no one else. Call them. Have their expert building consultants get started on your project today. On time, on budget, and done right. Legacy Steel Buildings can have your garage built quickly and affordably. Your warehouse, your hangar, office space, retail store, a warehouse. They do it all. Check out that new CSI building in Williston. 300 feet wide. That's a Legacy Steel project, and there's many more like it all across the world. They're the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. Call them at 800-237-9620 or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Actually, I just got a text from a friend of mine concerning the cattle down in the Cannonball. There's a flyer at Kiss Livestock that is set up. There's a fund that is set up to help out the owner of those cattle that fell through the ice. So we'll get more information on that and get that passed along as well. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Andy Peterson coming up next, but one more quick call before we get to Andy. Kurt in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing this fine Friday?
Good morning, Kurt. Happy Friday.
I just wanted to comment on the guest that you had. I believe his name was Aaron with the Veteran Affairs.
Trying to remember, were you talking about today or
Eric, actually?
No, Eric, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Those are the type of people that make the world go round. The amount of energy and time that they commit to such a noble cause just makes me, as a person, humble and kind of somewhat ashamed that I should do more. And those people, you couldn't give them enough kudos. Secondly, it looks like we've got a Bigfoot expedition headed to the Cannonball River.
I was worried when he said it was something bigger than coyotes. I thought, uh-oh, we're not going to talk about Bigfoot sightings here, are we?
Well, I put my snowshoes away from the last Bigfoot sighting I created about 15 years ago. I guess somebody got them from me.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, he thought timberwolves, though. We'll have Game and Fish on next week. Talk about his theory that there's a lot more timberwolves there than they believe and that it was something bigger than the coyotes in that case. But most importantly, get the word out about that rancher.
I think your suggestion that it was a big kitty is probably more accurate.
There you go. All right, Kurt, thank you. But in all seriousness, glad your friend texted you about that fund, Steve, because we definitely should let folks know about that. And we will. Another reason to remember the season. Andy Peterson, President and CEO of the Greater North Dakota Chamber of Commerce, is in a bit of a war of words with South Dakota officials over which economy is revving stronger, North Dakota's or South Dakota's. Joins us to talk about it today on the program. Andy, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's great to be here.
So, Steve and I were joking about this earlier in the week that, while it was labeled a good nature back and forth, you seemed pretty good natured about it, but I didn't get the impression that South Dakota talking about, yeah, well, they've got bars and we've got schools and some of the other things were good-natured. Did you take it as good-natured?
You know, I did take it as good-natured. I have to tell you, I did get a couple of emails from folks who didn't take it as good-natured. But, you know, overall, this is like a couple of siblings. You know, we like what they're doing. They like what we're doing. But you got to be better than they are. And so that's how I kind of take it. And a little bit tongue-in-cheek. I'm happy they're doing well, but we're doing better.
Well, Andy, the first thing I thought of was, first of all, the billboards that we had up in Minnesota, the little right. tongue-in-cheek prodding we were taking in Minnesota. And I was like, you know what, if you can't take it, then you have no business dishing it out. So, you know, I didn't have a problem with what South Dakota was saying, but I think they might have crossed the line a little bit. And the other thing I thought of is Andy needs a bigger pillow. You were awfully kind in your responses to South Dakota.
Well, maybe so. You know, I'm not so worried about the South Dakota economy. In some ways, you know, Steve, they are leading us in things like tax policy and, you know, things like that. Overall, we're leading them, of course, in economic growth. I mean, we're killing them and crushing them. Our economy expanded by, you know, a little over 13% last year. That is
now, that's the language I like to hear, Andy. I like that language from you.
And, you know, they're somewhere around 3%. That's healthy growth, but we are, oh, my, that's we're incredible.
Andy Peterson's with us, President and CEO of the Greater North Dakota Chamber. By the way, we did invite your sparring partner, the chief of staff for Governor Dugard, to join us on the program. His name is Dusty Johnson. He sent a kind note. He said, hey, we'd love to participate in the program. This has been a fun opportunity to highlight all of the great news going on in the both states. Unfortunately, I'm at an all-day retreat and can't break away. Please make sure your listeners understand that in South Dakota, we view this as all in fun. North Dakota is a great state, and America would be better off if it was more like North and South Dakota. Our states are like two brothers. We may squabble from time to time, but the reality is we are far more alike than we are different, and there's always love and respect at the foundation of the relationship, says Dusty Johnson. So he's using your sibling analogy there, Andy.
You know, Scott, there's some real truth to what he's saying, not only in the sibling analogy, but if you look at North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, and even Kansas, some of those states, they've got some things going, and we are leaders in what's happening in our economy. Of course, not only are we at the top of those states physically, but also leading the pack as far as growth. And I think we've got some things in common. But again, we got to get back and say, listen, we're always going to be better than South Dakota. And Dusty may disagree with me, but of course, I'm pulling for the home state here.
Here's the one that sort of ticked me off. It was they're joking about a billboard they were thinking about putting up. Today, this would be a billboard that would be in North Dakota, put up by folks in South Dakota saying, today you've got a job, come to South Dakota and get a life. See, that one, that was a little,
yeah.
Ooh, that was a.
I agree, Scott. That was a little, I thought, below the belt. And maybe we just need to invite them up to show them what a great life they can have in North Dakota. And not only that, but a job on top of it. So, you know, that's my challenge to them is, sure, you say you have got a great life. We got a lot of great things happening here. We don't have those smiling faces on the hill, but we're doing just fine without them.
You know, well, I still think you should have a little bit bigger pillow, Andy, but 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Let's go to John. He has a question for you. John, what's on your mind today for Andy Peterson?
Hi, Mr. Peterson.
Hi.
I was a small businessman, and I'm all for the chamber, but there are things I don't like about it. You mentioned that South Dakota's on the right tax because of less taxes, but yet you guys supported the internet tax and put a lot of money into politicians to get that passed. An internet tax just picked winners and losers is what it did, 100%. Instead of not getting our Congress to lower the corporate payroll, a corporate tax for small businesses and their payroll taxes, which would have helped them compete, and even eliminating the property tax, which would help them compete, you penalize us out here by putting a tax on us.
Well, thanks for your comments, but I don't ever recall supporting the internet tax in any way, shape, or form. In fact, we have members on both sides of that issue, and that's playing out in Congress as we speak, but we've not been involved in that. We have supported corporate tax relief in the state of North Dakota. In fact, over the last two sessions, it's gone down over 40%. So we're fortunate there. We would have liked to have seen that compressed even further. We've also seen the income tax compressed in this state by over 50% in the last two sessions. So I think we should all be thankful because there's more money in our pockets because of that. You know, the property tax thing, of course, we probably disagree and we'll reach an impasse on that one. But at any rate, that story is yet to be told, and I don't know where we'll come down in any future negotiations on that. But at any rate, we are champions for tax compression and getting those rates as low as possible. I
John,
think you can count on us every time.
John, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Andy, you know, you did mention that there are some things South Dakota does better, and, you know, tax policy is one. And we've had listeners call and say as well that, you know, hey, no income tax, and they have a raging economy down there. So what would you emulate from South Dakota if you could wave a magic wand with our political leaders?
You know, I would emulate the absolute elimination of income tax if we could. Or at least a compression so that it's so small that it doesn't make a difference. That would be the one thing I think that South Dakota is doing. They've made sure to have a tax climate that individuals and businesses love. Love that. We're getting there, Scott. We're just behind a couple of years is all I believe.
Andy, how far would you take that? Would it be personal income tax? Would you like to eliminate the business income tax or a combination of both? How do you pencil out some of those numbers?
I think you want to do both, and I think you want to do it gradually, you know, because you don't want to upset the apple cart totally, because then you don't know about the unintended consequences. But if you continue to compress both the income tax and the corporate tax so that not only does the state get used to it, but that individuals and corporations get used to it, I think that's the route to go. And I don't know that we're always in favor of just simply eliminating it because, you know, we're pretty dependent on taxes as far as agriculture are concerned, as far as the energy industry is concerned. And those can be volatile, as we all know. So you want to keep the tools in the tool basket. You want to keep them sharp if you need them, but you don't want to take them out unless you absolutely have to. So it's been our thought to compress these things as much as possible on a gradual level.
Andy, I agree with you on the compression of that, but given what may happen with a return of a Measure 2 and property taxes, is that a realistic possibility to be able to reel in some of those income taxes, both personal and corporate, given that there could wind up being no property tax in this state?
Well, and that's a different scenario altogether. If you eliminated the property tax, then all of a sudden we'd need more of those other taxes. Basically individual corporate sales, you know, there's only so many things you can tax, obviously. And so you'd rely more heavily on those. So, you know, if we come about eliminating property tax, then all bets are off, Steve. So that's why I'm saying I think you have to look at tax policy, philosophically, and you have to be, slow and steady in it. And you have to give, consistency to people and to businesses, because if you upset the apple cart quickly, then you can't plan for the future. And really, that's what businesses want. They want to be able to look forward and say, this is what I think is going to happen. And they can invest on those methods.
Clearly, you are in the Christmas spirit, giving your charitable response to, you know, a little bit of a cheap shot from our neighbors to the south in South Dakota. But it's the right time of the season for it, Andy, so we appreciate you joining us today, and good luck in future sparring with our neighbors.
Oh, thank you so much. Always good to be here. Merry Christmas, guys, and we'll talk to you soon.
Merry Christmas, Andy.
Andy Peterson. Andy is the president and the CEO of the Greater North Dakota Chamber, our guest on What's on Your Mind Today. Okay, when we come back, I promised I was going to tell you about the latest NCAA cheap shot at UND, right?
And, shot across the bow.
We're talking about
standard.
Yeah, such a surprise from the NCAA. On a Normal or Nuts Friday, is there any doubt the NCAA is nuts? I also have a great poll that that a listener called about, which gives us a little bit of hope that this story at Fertile, Minnesota, that's been the talk of much of the discussion today, a school deciding to remove a nativity scene and putting it back with other symbols, might be in the minority. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
With freezing temperatures, now's a great time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your truck caused by those muddy conditions we experienced this year in the Bakken. Before it gets any colder, stop it and get your vehicle clean for winter at the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Megan, the manager, is on the phone to tell us about this wonderful new $3.5 million facility. What are folks saying about the North Dakota Truck Wash, Megan?
Man, things are going great here. We've got a new mud blaster system that was just installed. It blasts 50 gallons per minute on the trucks and blasts that mud and ice right off.
And they have all new hours, now open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. And guess what? You get 10% off when you use the truck wash between 7 and midnight and 4 and 7 a.m. For some reason, when it's dark outside, some folks don't realize they're still washing trucks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. So come on in, morning, noon, and night. Again, open 4 a.m. until midnight. Give them a call at 701-628-1550 and take advantage of that late-night discount, 7 p.m. to midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash behind the Senex in Stanley, or look for the signs off Highway 8. The North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best, Stanley, North Dakota.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Once in your mind, I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennin, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Around the region, far cry from yesterday. Bismarck Mandan 0 this hour, Williston minus 2, Dickinson 2 degrees, Minot minus 5, minus 2 in Garrison and Jamestown, they're at minus 5, Bowman 5 degrees, Devil's Lake minus 9 this morning, minus 6 in Grand Forks, Fargo at 0, Miles City, Montana at 15, Rapid City, South Dakota at 30, Mobridge 4, Aberdeen 3, Lemon at 5 this hour. I will give South Dakota one thing. They seem to be a little bit warmer this morning, Scott.
You know, I just saw a survey. It's actually taken a few months ago. It was earlier this year. But North Dakota is the freest state in the United States followed closely by South Dakota. So there are some things in the that we have going together as Sister Dakota's here. It's a 233-page report, scored all 50 states on their overall respect for individual freedom and also on their respect for three dimensions of freedom considered separately, fiscal policy, regulatory policy, and personal freedom.
Pretty I'll cool. throw Eastern Montana in there. Eastern Montana is probably not too far behind, but that's a state that you have to divide in half.
So it's North Dakota number one, South Dakota two, Tennessee, New Hampshire, and Oklahoma. I don't have the rest of the list. Here it is. Where did Montana make it here? Who's five? Oklahoma five, Idaho six, Missouri seven, Virginia eight, Georgia nine, Utah ten. Texas and Montana didn't make the top ten, so we're doing better than they are.
See, the states you have to divide, though. They're such large states. Big polar differences in politics and philosophy.
Fair point. I mean, for instance, Western Minnesota really, in my view, is a lot like, in a way of thinking the purpleness of Minnesota is because of Western Minnesota. The blue is in the Twin Cities and up there on the, Iron Range and whatnot. But Western Minnesota very much in check with South Dakota, North Dakota, and Eastern Montana way of thinking.
Oh, absolutely.
By the way, one other little, positive. We had that debate today about whether the superintendent at the little town of Fertile, Minnesota, northwest Minnesota, was right to remove a Cook's nativity scene until he got the school board to say you can put it back, but put up other religious displays as well from different religions. A listener said, hey, have you seen this Rasmussen poll? Despite the school administrator's concerns nationwide, Americans strongly believe that Christmas should be a part of public schools. They feel just as strongly that religious symbols should be allowed on public property. This is an amazing study, or poll, I guess, public opinion. 75% of American adults think Christmas should be celebrated in public schools. It's a Rasmussen report. Only 15% disagree. 10% said, huh? They weren't sure. Don't you love people on polls who are not sure?
Majority wins, 75%.
Yeah. Huge.
Yeah, huge. Not a problem then. So majority rules.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Okay, we promised to talk about the latest example of NCAA to UND. And maybe this is unfair. You tell me if this is unfair. We both bleed Sioux Green, so we might not be the best judges. But
a little bias.
Some Bison fans out there or others might think we're just whining. But it was announced this week that Fargo's Shields Arena will host the 2015 NCAA West Regional. Okay. Which is great news. I mean, it's neat for North Dakota. The ironic thing is the West Regional, for folks that don't follow, is the first NCAA tournament in hockey. It's sort of like their version of the Sweet 16, right? That whittles it down to the Frozen Four.
And they were a little upset with UND because of a Holy Cross game a few years ago.
Right. I think back in 05 or 06, Holy Cross. There was an NCAA regional that was held at Ralph Engelstad Arena, and Holy Cross beat the Gophers in that game, but of course all the Sioux fans were cheering for Holy Cross, right? So the NCAA came up with this rule to say, okay, in the future, we're not going to put regionals on a campus. That was their new rule. So UND actually submitted a bid for both Ralph Engelstad Arena and the Fargo bid in Shields Arena. It's sort of head to best.
Yeah, beautiful facility down in Fargo if you haven't been there yet.
Because it's kind of an unwritten rule, this deal. They voted on it, but anyway. They said, okay, here's our bid for Engelstad Arena, and if, that new rule or whatever still holds true, we'll put in Shields Arena. So Shields Arena gets it. The Ralph does not get it. Same tournament, same bid. 5,000 seats at the Shields Arena in Fargo versus 12,000. Guess what? Guess we'll be hosting the Midwest Regional this year.
Hmm. Is it on a campus?
It is, Steve. I know that's so hard to believe, but it's
really?
Notre Dame on campus. Where the college hockey team is hosting the NCAA Midwest Regional in 2015.
Guess no what reason, politics there.
Guess what reason they gave for it? Well, the attendance hasn't been good at the Midwest Regional, and we want to make some more money. Okay, well, that's fine. I'm glad the NCAA wants to make some more money. In fact, that's very much what the NCAA
selling
is
out the
about.
Ralph Engelstad Arena, which is a much larger arena than Notre Dame, is not making money for the NCAA? Really? Explain that to me.
There's more than double the seats at Engelstad Arena than there is at the Shields Arena.
And they would be filled.
Yeah. Now, and again, I don't want to take anything away from Fargo holding this, and it's a feather in Fargo's cap to be able to hold it. Shields Arena is a nice facility, but it's not the Ralph. And, you know, it's just more just blatant bias from the NCAA, you know, towards UND. So is that whining? Are we whining right now?
No, we're not whining. But, you know, one of the nice things about the BCS going away is the fact that it's a nail in the coffin of the NCAA, because there's a lot of traction out there to get rid of the NCAA, which I look at like Chicago politics. It's a defunct organization. A quick little side note, as far as the cattle fund for that rancher, Dick Ressler, who lost those cattle down to the Cannonball, Kiss Livestock in Mandan is hosting the fund, and there's a drop box at Kiss Livestock. So if you're in the area and you'd like to help out rancher Dick Ressler, you can stop by Kiss Livestock. Have a great weekend. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon. And this has been What's on Your Mind. Scott, you enjoy some hockey for me.
I will, and go Bison. Bison Saturday, Sioux Hockey Friday and Saturday. Bye, folks.
Tis the season for the Christmas sale at Max. With our extended hours, savings are easy. Get a lithium cordless grill, just $28.99. Grab a 10-pack of glass bottled root beer for just $10.99. Pick up a 68-piece screwdriver set for just $39.99. Buy a Max gift card for $100, and we'll give you a $20 gift card free. Celebrate the savings at Max Christmas Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.